This is a fascinating piece in the new issue of Chicago Magazine, What COVID Survivors Know. And with us to talk about it is Cindy Kozma, who is not only a writer for Chicago Magazine, she's worked for medical journals, and she's been in the New York Times and Men's Health and Runner's World. And Cindy, good to have you on with us. This is a fascinating piece. And were the people you talked to all people who had severe cases of COVID?
Well, first of all, Bob, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about this, or maybe pleasure isn't exactly the right word, but I'm glad to be here to talk about this important topic. And yeah, I would say that they all had severe cases, although not all of them were the sickest of the sick at the beginning. In fact, some of them weren't even hospitalized, but for almost all of them, their symptoms lingered for months afterward.
So some got the virus in the early days and some more recently. Were they all what's termed long haulers?
Well, you know, there isn't necessarily a technical medical definition of long haulers. They all had symptoms, again, weeks, if not months later. So I guess they would all fit the bill in that regard. But long haulers is often used for people who weren't that sick at the beginning and who still had severe symptoms later on. And I would say probably about half of the people I spoke with fall into that category.
So you interviewed people who range in age from 23 to 68. And what was a common denominator, or did you find one, or was everybody talking about different symptoms and different problems?
Well, the common denominator was definitely the trouble breathing, and that was often one of the first symptoms. But really, there were so many different stories, and some of the sickest patients were some of the youngest ones. I mean, the 23-year-old was in the hospital for an extended period of time. So some similar themes, but definitely some differences in how it played out over time for each of them.
What struck me was this feeling that some people had of helplessness and sort of a diminishment of self. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was something that was really profound for me too, Bob. I mean, and some of these people, again, this was months after they were sick. They just really felt this grief and loss at what could be for them, this sense that, you know, their life was much smaller than it had been in the past. And, you know, that helplessness was more severe at the beginning, especially for people who got sick early on when even doctors and nurses didn't know that much about how to treat this disease. But again, it still lingered because, you know, for people who stayed sick for a long time, they just still really don't know when they're going to feel better and if they're ever going to feel like the same person they were before.
By the way, were these all Chicago area people you talked to?
Yes, absolutely. All Chicago area, yes.
What really gets to you, you know, we can hear about severe fatigue that people suffer from, but when you read specifically about one person saying, I would shower and then I would lie down on the carpet wrapped in my towel because I didn't have enough energy to actually get dressed, then it really hits home, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, Bob, I got my second shot a few weeks ago and I felt severe fatigue the day after my second shot, and it really struck me then that I felt that way for a day, and to think about feeling like that for weeks and months, it really helped me understand what these people had been through and are continuing to go through.
Did a lot of these people feel like 100% and then relapsed?
Some of them, I wouldn't say that any of them got necessarily back to 100%. Some of them, they definitely had sort of a roller coaster where they were better and worse and better and worse, with maybe trends toward better over time, but definitely just a really unpredictable course, Bob.
Yeah, and again, you hear about brain fog, and it doesn't really get to you until you read specifically about one person who was a reader, and all of a sudden, they can't retain a single thing they read.
Yeah, that was really striking to me, too. And then to read some of the specifics about the, they call it aphasia, where you kind of lose some words. There was one of the survivors talked about saying to her kids, oh, you know the thing, it's brown, it has leaves, and they're like, a tree, Mom, a tree. And so just to think about those little things that you can't retain and remember is really challenging.
One of the problems somebody had that you talked to, and I had not heard of this, this person's voice was not the same. Was it a man or a woman whose voice really changed?
This was a woman. And again, that's, you know, it's hard to kind of tease apart some of these effects because, That, I think, was probably due to the ventilator. You know, some of the effects are from the disease itself, and some are from the fast action and the severe treatment that people have to go through. Sometimes that has lingering effects, too. So I think that though, that might have been from being on a ventilator for so long.
And it can even affect your cholesterol levels, can't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Someone did experience that, a really dramatic increase in their blood cholesterol levels. It just goes to show you that even though we've been thinking of this as a respiratory disease, it has so many systemic effects.
You know what? I wish that anyone who is hesitant about getting the vaccine would read this article in the new issue of Chicago Magazine, What COVID Survivors Know. And I'm sure you thought about this, Cindy, as you're talking to these people. How could anyone not want to get the vaccine hearing these stories?
Yeah, well, in fact, one of the survivors told me that the main reason he wanted to share his story was as a testimony, that he was talking to a lot of people in his community who were hesitant, and he didn't wish that what he had been through on anyone, and just really wanted to share that he was getting the vaccine and he thought everyone else should too.
Before I let you go, I have to ask you something. We were talking about this earlier, and I want to ask you because you have written for Runner's World and Men's Health, and I know you're a running coach, too. I've been running for decades, and I'll go like 3 miles, maybe a half-hour run a couple times a week, no marathons, and I love how I feel after the run. But I still hate it. I can't get myself to do it because the first 5 minutes are so tough, and I never want to do it. But I just think about getting to the half hour mark and feeling good. What can anybody do to make it more pleasurable and give you more of an impetus to get out there and run?
Oh, gosh. Well, Bob, I think you have it right on. Focusing on how you're going to feel at the end is just a really one really great way of getting yourself out there. And maybe slow down a little bit at the beginning. You know, sometimes people think they hate running because they start out sprinting to the end of the block and they're fatigued by the time they get there. But if you just slow down a little bit and kind of let your body warm up and enjoy it when you first get out there, that can go a long way in making it a more pleasant experience.
I'm going to try that. Maybe I should just start walk for 10 minutes before I go into a run.
Yeah, warming up is always good for the body and the mind.
Yeah, I mean, I like how my body feels, and I like the mind effects, too, of running. And you'd think after, like, decades of running that I'd be one of those people who can't wait to get out and do it, but not me. I don't know. Something wrong with me. Cindy Kuzmin writes in Chicago Magazine, What COVID Survivors Know. And it's really a fascinating read and kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think important for us all to remember, that's for sure, that even though the pandemic seems to be winding down for so many of us, there are a lot of people dealing with these long-term effects.
It's a May issue, right?
Correct. May issue, yes.
Chicago Magazine. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.